Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Me'ilah Daf Beis, and today's Daf Yomi we begin the tractate that is called Me'ilah, which deals with the misappropriation of something that is considered to be temple property. So our Mishnah, as we begin this tractate on Daf Beis, our Mishnah begins with the words Kachei Kachem Sheshechatam Bedorom. So our Mishnah is talking about the Kachei Kachem, which are the holiest of animals that were dedicated to the temple, which are only allowed to be eaten by the Kohanim under certain circumstances. So these things are the laws of Me'ilah, of misappropriation, apply to these animals from the time that they are dedicated to the Mizbeach until the time where there's this Zrika, the sprinkling of the blood on the altar. Because once the sprinkling of the blood is on the altar, then the Kohanim are allowed to eat the animal, and so therefore the misappropriation does no longer apply to the meat. But the parts that are burnt on the oil, on the altar, those things, it still applies. The laws of Me'ilah still apply because the Kohanim are not allowed to eat those animals. So if the Kohanim are still not allowed to eat it, then the laws of Me'ilah still apply. So says our Mishnah, but let's say you did this Kachei Kachem, which are supposed to be slaughtered in the northern part of the courtyard, and also the Kabbalas Adam and the receiving of the blood of those animals are also supposed to be done in the northern part of the courtyard. So Kachei Kachem, Sheshechatam Bedorom, let's say you slaughtered in the southern part of the courtyard of the temple. Then under those circumstances, since the animal never became permitted to the Kohanim to eat because it was a disqualified slaughter, and so therefore the sprinkling of the blood on the altar would not allow the meat to be eaten by the Kohanim, so therefore the meat is going to remain as Kachei Kadashim, the meat is going to remain as something that is considered sacred to Hashem, so therefore the laws of Me'ilah will still apply to such animals. And explains our Mishnah how this works. Shachtam bedarom v'kibal damam betzafon. Let's say you slaughtered it in the southern part of the courtyard, but you received the blood, you gathered up the blood in the northern part, or betzafon v'kibal damam bedarom, or let's say you slaughtered in the northern part and gathered up the blood in the southern part. Shachat bayom v'zarak balayo. Let's say you slaughtered the animal during the day and he threw the blood at night when he was not supposed to. The blood was supposed to be thrown during the day. All the avodos, all the essential, the four aspects of the avoda, the slaughter, the kabbalah, the receiving of the blood, the halacha, the walking of the blood to the altar, and the zerika and the sprinkling, they're all supposed to be done during the day. So if he did one of them at night, that means that the korban is disqualified, and so therefore the meat would not become permitted to the Kohanim, and so therefore the laws of Me'ilah would always apply. Or it says the next case of our Mishnah, Osha Shachatan Chutzlis Man of Chutzlim Koma. Let's say he slaughtered them with a piggle intent. He slaughtered them with the intent to eat the animal outside of the Mikdash, outside the temple, or beyond the proper time when he was allowed to eat it, in which case the animal is not allowed to be eaten under those circumstances. This is the prohibition. If one slaughters it beyond the proper time, it's the prohibition of pigle. And so the animal is never allowed to be eaten under those circumstances. So in those cases, mol and ben, the laws of Me'ilah will apply to all those animals, even if the blood will be sprinkled. However, Kol Amar Rabbi Yeshua, says our Mishnah, that Rabbi Yeshua taught a general principle, Kol Shehayua Shas Heter Kohanim, that if the meat that's involved has a moment where it became permitted for the Kohanim to eat it, meaning to say under certain, whatever circumstance, there was one moment where the Kohanim were allowed to eat it, then we say Ein Molin Ba, that under those circumstances, there is going to be, no longer is the prohibition of Me'ilah apply, no longer is the category of trespassing apply, where the Shlita, the Kabbalah, the Lacha, and the Zrika were done properly, therefore the sprinkling of the meat allowed the Kohanim to be eaten for even for 1 second. At that point, once it becomes permitted, it's no longer going to be considered to be Me'ilah. And continues our Mishnah, V'kol shelo ayola shas heter kohanim, but if something did not have this moment of permissibility for the Kohanim, then we say, if something never had that moment where the Kohanim were allowed to eat the meat, then we say mol in ba. Then we do say that the laws of trespassing apply, meaning to say if the meat became somehow, if the carbon became somehow disqualified, pasul, before such time where the Kohanim were allowed to before the, such time as the blood was sprinkled before the Kohanim were allowed to eat it, then it's always going to remain Kodesh, Kodesh Kodeshim. It's always going to be within the category of something that is Kodesh LaHashem, that is holy to Hashem, and therefore the laws of Mi'ilah will always apply to it. The Rambam in Hilchos Mi'ilah, chapter 8, Halacha Ches, tells us that we can learn a very powerful lesson from Mi'ilah. If the Torah is so strict about Mi'ilah, which is something which is a physical property that a person on their own comes along and says that this is Kodesh LaHashem. The person is the one who made it holy to Hashem. And the Torah says that if anybody treats it in this manner, even unintentionally, they're going to be liable for a severe penalty, that they have to bring a carbon and they have to pay it back plus one-fifth. And so we see, even though it was unintentional, that a person has to do that, then how much more so if something was made Kodesh, not by the word of a human, but by the word of Hashem. If Hashem gave us a mitzvah and Hashem told us about something, and it wasn't just an animal, it was something that Hashem told us that this is very important to do, how much more so must we recognize the consequences of a person who doesn't keep these mitzvos? And the Rambam tells us that if we're that most powerful manifestation of this is where we're given a mitzvah which we don't understand. When a mitzvah, we don't understand the full reasoning for it. If we attach ourselves to it completely, that is the highest level of recognizing that just if it's a human being can make something holy, how much more so can Hashem Yisbarach make something holy?